Check a check. Microphone check. Yes. It's working. Greetings. It's going to be a short podcast today. Here comes the train. Timed this perfectly. Simply because, man, I've been up since 5 a.m. kicking ass, taking names, getting shit done. Is this an important email? Great one. You're supposed to close your email program, but I can't because I'm going to use it next Wednesday. God. Hang on. Fuck. No, I'm pretty sure we work for a little. Not enough time to go to lunch. Oh my god. Fucking people. Alright, I'll deal with that later. Now, where's my right tab here? Anyhow, we're gonna do some listener comments and emails here. I've. Not to sound awesome and shit. But it's only because I'm so backed up. I have about 80 comments and emails that I need to address. So thank you guys for writing in and leaving comments, even though I ignore you because I'm a fucking cunt. Anyway, I've been up since 5 a.m., been kicking ass, taking names. You know, this must... I think I understand why women are insane. Because this... must be what it's like to be a woman, right? Because women, we all know, we don't live in a fantasy land. We know that women are these emotion-driven creatures, and they're just emotionally, they bounce around. Their emotions bounce around like a ping-pong ball in a clothes dryer. Bing, 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 bing. And with this whole thing with me having to move, and having to think about different options, you know, once again, do I stay here in Fort Collins? Do I go somewhere else? Do I take advantage of the situation and blah, blah, blah? You know, with all of this, so it's like, I'm pessimistic. Ah, oh, God, this sucks. And then I'm optimistic. It's like, oh my God. And then I see this place. Oh, hey, this could be a good place to live. I could afford this. And then, somebody else rented it. And it's like, well, then I'm all happy because, well, you know, maybe I'll go out here. Maybe I'll move back to this place or I'll move over to that. And then it's like, but fuck, if I go there, then I got to start all over at the bottom because and it's like, and it's just up and down, up and down, up and down, up and down. And it's like, that's women spend their entire lives like that. It's like, okay, now the fact that women are insane kind of makes sense because this is driving me nuts. I like just cruising along and you get up in the morning and it's all right, I'm good. And you make some coffee and take my vitamins and do my supplements, you know, do a little work, whatever. If it's nice outside, go sit in the backyard, drink my coffee, listen to the birds, enjoy the fresh air. And you go, maybe go for a bike ride, you know, come home, make a little lunch, and just kind of, cruise through the day. Nothing really bad's happening, not angry, not much, great one, you know, yeah, really, me not angry, not upset, not depressed, not pessimistic, just like, yeah, man, life is good, man, I've got indoor plumbing, I have electricity, I have clothes, I have shelter, I got my books, got my Supergirl shrine, I got my podcast, man, things are going great, man. It's just cruising along right there in the middle of the road. Nice and not too happy, not too sad, just nice and pleasantly neutral. Everything's great. I understand now. I think I might understand why you women are so fucking insane. Because all of this mood swinging shit is driving me nuts. Just want normality. All right, let's respond to some comments and some emails here. Got a comment from Dave on the website. He says, Geo, I have a buddy who went out and bought a bus back in the 90s, ripped out all the seats and decked it out and lived in it. He worked as a contractor and hence drove his home around to various jobs. It worked well for him, and he managed to save quite a bit of money. It gave him extra mobility and choice of work as well. You know, I've thought about that. When I was younger, that was definitely one of my dreams, was just to have some kind of mobile home and just drive around and not have a fixed abode. It's worth thinking about. I know this girl, she's in town here, who she bought a school bus and she's decking it out to be her mobile home slash studio. And she's dumped so much money into that, and she's been fucking with it for close to 2 years. Now, of course, she's a girl, which means it takes her 7 times longer to do everything. By the way, speaking of girls, I came up with this great concept the other day. You've heard of the freshman 15, right? The 15 pounds you gain when you're a freshman in college. I realized that there is a female 15. And I realized this while I was waiting on a woman, because women are always, at a minimum, 15 minutes late for everything. However, if a woman says, oh, I'll be ready in 5 minutes, that really means 20 minutes, because any time estimate a woman gives you, you got to add the female 15 to it. Oh, God, more email. Hold on. Is this important? Why? Oh, fuck off and die. Not you guys. You don't fuck off and die. All right, so anyhow, yeah, I mean, the bus is a good idea, but then back in the day when gasoline was 70 cents a gallon, sure. I mean, it's not a terrible idea. I just don't really see, I don't know if I see me doing that. But it's not a bad idea. Dave continued. Dave, yes, Dave continues. Regarding the pros and cons of leaving where you live, you need to ask the question in regards to cons. Will the things I lose be available elsewhere? Are these things unique? If not, then the cons may not be that significant. I mean, that's a very good point. And so, will the things I lose be available elsewhere? College girls will be available elsewhere. Hiking, available elsewhere. Hold on, there goes my voice. I'm not cracking. Damn. I'm not cracking up with sorrow. I just didn't do any vocal warm-ups. This is the first time I've talked all morning. 8. I've been up for 3.5 hours. This is the first time I've opened my mouth. Because unlike a woman, I don't have to constantly talk. Will theater gigs be available elsewhere? Probably. Yoga pants girl will not be available elsewhere, but other girls in yoga pants will, so it's the same thing. I suppose here's like the one thing that will not be available elsewhere, or will not be immediately available elsewhere. Because so there's of other places that I'm considering going to, and I haven't looked very deep yet, but I will as soon as because I have plenty of time. I have anything going on. I only have 3 fucking jobs and a podcast to do. I have so much free time. By the way, yesterday, Tuesday, was my day off. I spent most of it doing shit. I had to run legit errands. I had to go to the gym. I had to go to a meeting, because it was my day off, but still had to go to a meeting. And I had to go drink Guinness with my friends. Friday, I'm supposed to be off. Somebody tried to Shanghai me into work on Friday. I'm like, oh, fuck no. No. Like, sorry, I'm busy Friday. Friday, and it's supposed to be like 70-something degrees and sunny. Oh, I want to go hiking so bad. If I go hiking, I'll just see if I can do some podcasting while I'm out there. Because I got to get podcasting done also, obviously. So I'm sitting here recording the podcast the morning it goes out. So you can tell I'm obviously not ahead of schedule on this, am I? Here's the thing I will... Oh, anyway. So looking at jobs in this other place. I mean, there's jobs available and you look at the pay rate. And I don't really know what the pay rate is. Is compared to cost of living at this point, so that's something I gotta factor in and do some research on. But it's like, oh, I see this job and I'm like, oh, good, you know, lighting tech job with a well-known organization that if I said the name, you would know who they are and everything else. And it's like, lighting tech, what are job responsibilities? Running a spotlight. And I'm like, oh, God, I hate running follow spot. And it's like, oh, so it's a job running follow spot night after night after night. Like, I don't mind running follow spot for a performance or two or even four. But running follow spot 5 nights a week for 3 years. No, I would just like to kill myself. Say, what's a follow spot? You know, the spotlight, like when a comedian is on stage and there's that white light that follows him around. That's a follow spot. Doing that 5 nights a week, 52 weeks a year, I would kill myself. My God. First of all, the heat that comes off of those things, you get a fucking second degree burns on half of your face. Anyhow, that does not sound like my future. Here's what I would not be able to easily find. A job like the one I have at Weyland-Yutani. And once again, I know I tell you guys all the bad stuff. Here's the good stuff. Most of the time, I can show up when I want to. Unless it is time, you know, we're running a show. Well, you have to be there to run the show. So you have to be there at 5 p.m. or whatever the fuck it is. But most of the time, I can show up when I want. If I need to leave early, I can leave. I am the lighting designer. I make the fucking decisions. I make the calls. I talk to the clients. I can sit at my desk doing my work with a beer in my hand. I go out to locations where we work on a regular basis, and the people who run the venue come up and go, hey, great one. How's everything going? Is there anything you need? And I say, well, I could use a martini. And she says, okay, I'll be right back. And 10 minutes later, the person who runs the venue is bringing me a martini. And I am up, you know, 16 feet in the air, in a lift, hanging a light with a fucking martini. Okay? That's not going to be easy to replace. It's not going to be easy to replace. I'm not making millions of dollars, but I pretty much get to do whatever the fuck I want to do within reason. And that's worth something. Because once again, as you guys know, you've been here for a while, I value my fucking time. And I value being able to have time off. Not that I've had any of that lately, since I was stupid enough to take a third job and need to shoot myself for stupidity. But goddamn, just that's really good. And then, of course, I got the other theater job over at the Umbrella Corporation, where once again, I can, that's not as flexible. I sure as hell can't drink a beer over there. That's not as flexible in the hours and the beer drinking and all that other stuff, but it is flexible in the sense that I can accept a call or decline a call. And then the theater job I just took, that's kind of a balance. There's times I got to be there, but I can flex things around. It's very easy going. Can I drink a beer over there? Maybe. I don't think I'm going to, though, just because of the nature of that place. It's a long story, but I'm probably, and it's not like religious or anti-alcohol. God, no. I mean, actually, no, there's probably times I will be working over there and I will have a beer in my hand, but it won't be that often. Anyhow, I mean, that's probably the one thing that would be difficult to replace. Because once again, if you go, yeah, you know, I leave Fort Collins, I get a job somewhere else, I'm starting at the bottom. I mean, sure, I might be able to get a job where I don't start at the bottom. But I think there's pros and cons to that. And not just for me, but for the people. Because you think about it, you work somewhere, right? And you've been there for years, and then some jackass shows up and just instantly gets this job telling you what to do, right? Or instantly gets this job making decisions above your level. I mean, we all know there's a little bit of resentment there. And I think that's perfectly natural because you're like, I've been here for 6 years. This motherfucker's been here for 7 minutes. Why is he telling me what to do? And sometimes the person who comes in and has been there for 7 minutes, has their shit together and is able to, be effective at their job. And sometimes they're dickheads. And so on one hand, I don't want to be that dickhead. And then the other thing is, like, let's say you go to a new job and you're the person going in and you're going in at a middle or upper level. Okay, but you're coming in and you're at the top and you have responsibility and decision-making authority and the responsibility that goes with it. But because you are new to the organization, you don't know the organization, you don't know the people, you don't know people's skill sets, you don't know their reliability level, you don't know who's the alcoholic and who isn't and who shows up on time and who's late, and you don't know the equipment, and you say it's a theater gig like I'm doing now, you don't know the venues, you don't know the clients, there's all these things you don't know, which make it difficult for you to come in and function at a higher level within the organization. And so as far as effectiveness, I mean, it's more effective for a person to come in at the bottom and start there and work their way up. Most of the time, I'm not always. Like if you're a doctor, right, you have your medical degree, you don't go to a hospital and start as a janitor and work your way up and shit, right? What I'm saying is not always true. But in the theater event world, I think it is true. Like, I mean, over at Umbrella Corporation, we had these people who were hired, and they come in, well, especially this one, this guy, he's been hired, he's come in, he thought he was getting a desk job, he's getting thrown out there to program lights, he doesn't know what he's doing, he's out of his element, and it kind of fucks everybody over. And in his case, we don't particularly hate the guy, because we understand, oh, he thought he was getting a desk job, he didn't know what he was getting. But see, he doesn't know all these things about the theater that all of us know. Because, I mean, fuck, I've been there 7 years. I lose track of this shit. 7 years-ish. And the other people that work there regular and that I'm friends with and that I talk to, they've all been there longer than me. Like, we know everything about that place. We know every fucking nook and cranny. We know every idiosyncrasy. And this guy comes in, he doesn't know, has nothing. He knows nothing, but he's in charge. And it's not so much he's throwing his weight around, but he is responsible, but he doesn't have the knowledge he needs to be responsible. So he has to rely on us. And again, we're not, what's the word I'm looking for? Antagonistic towards him because he's relying on us. We get it. It's just very inconvenient. It's annoying, blah, 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 right? Whereas if he came in at the bottom and worked a couple of years doing all the different positions and everything and then moved into the position he has now, he would have the knowledge he needs to do what he needs to do, and he would be better equipped to be responsible for the outcomes of his decisions. God, that was long-winded, but brilliant, but truly brilliant. Because I have new listeners, and I haven't talked about this in a long time, here's the classic example. Back when I was in the military, when I was in a light infantry unit, 11 Bravo. Not 11 Bravo was my MOS, for those of you not in the military. And during the 3 years that I was in, we had three different platoon leaders, three different lieutenants. And our first lieutenant, so he was our starting point, and he was very gung-ho, great guy, good leader. And after he left, we got a lieutenant who was completely incompetent, and he came in and he's like, well, I don't care how you used to do things, we're going to do things my way. And he had come from a mechanized infantry unit, where they had 113s, And so he comes into a light infantry unit and starts trying to utilize mechanized infantry tactics. And, you know, we and our, mostly our NCOs, because we're not in a position to argue with a lieutenant. You know, we're, at this point, I'm like a private first class. But our NCOs are trying to explain to him, like, we can't do that. And he says, now we're doing it my way, and blah, 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 my way, and I'm the lieutenant, I'm in charge. And it's like, oh, God, you're a fucking douche. And we hated him, absolutely hated him. And our third lieutenant came in. He was fresh out of school, fresh out of OCS. Just got his butter bar. We were his first assignment. He came in, and he was like, you know, like, guys, I know you've been here for 2 years, and you've got your ways of doing things, and I've got the things that I've learned, and so we're going to work together, and we're going to try things out, and we're going to do our training missions, and we're going to run things my way, we're going to run things your way, we're going to sit down, we're going to talk about how it worked, you know, he's like, and then there's going to be a decision made. And that's how he ran things. I mean, he was the lieutenant. He was in charge. He was the platoon leader. He made the decisions. But he, most of the time, was willing to listen to ideas. There's times you don't have time. Right? When someone's shooting at you, you don't have time to take a fucking opinion poll. Someone's shooting at you, the lieutenant gives a fucking order, and you obey it. But when the situation permitted it, he looked at the options. He weighed things. He took everybody's ideas and perspectives into account, and then he made a fucking decision. And so it's the same thing. You got somebody coming into the organization at a higher level that, you know, when these two new lieutenants came in, neither of them, they didn't know anything about us personally. They didn't know each person's strengths and weaknesses. They didn't know what we had done in the past, all this other stuff. So going to a new place, boy, I spent way longer on this comment than I intended to, because I really need to wrap it up. You heard the clock going off. I got to wrap it up because I got to be over at Weyland-Yutani in 30 minutes or close to 30 minutes. Because, see, if I'm 15 minutes late, I totally get away with it today. We do got to roll out and do a gig, though, so I can't be too late. So there we go. Continuing with Dave's comment. That was me using a word I didn't need to use. I just said, continuing with Dave's comment. I didn't need to say Dave's one more time. All right. Regarding the training of Yoga Girl, I hope you're not training your replacement. Take it easy, man. Yeah, and then I realized I still haven't done the Yoga Pants Girl episode. When I do the Yoga Pants Girl episode, you will all understand. So, no, that Dave, good thought, good question, good point. Trust me, I am not training my replacement. She does not want my job. She wants a very different job. So we'll go over all this in the Yoga Pants Girl episode, but I'm not training my replacement. Absolutely. I kind of wish I was. I mean, I think she'd make a great lighting designer. I've tried to talk her into abandoning what she wants to do and be a lighting designer. I think she'd be really good at it. But no, not training my replacement. Anyway, that will all become clear when I do the episode. All right, because I do have to go and I still have to fucking process this and upload it. If I try to do anybody else's emails, I am not going to be able to do justice to them. So that's the end of it for today. Thanks, Dave, for your comment. And I will catch you cats laters. Bye-bye. Oh, and don't forget to spend money. CLS.link/Amazon. Okay? Poverty. Cyber begging. Spend money. Buy shit you don't need so I can get money so I can... But wait, oh shit, all I'm going to do is buy Supergirl shit, which I'll then have to move to wherever I move to. So it'll just be more stuff for me to transport. See, now I'm depressed again. See, this is what it's like to be a woman. I was all happy. It was a nice day outside. The birds are chirping. The sun is out. I'm going to go work at a venue where there's some cute girls that I can flirt with. I was all happy. Things are going good. Yeah, and now I'm depressed again. God, you poor, poor girls. Just poor girls.